details for just how Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn will set up a huge factory in Mount Pleasant are coming into focus. Last night, Racine County hosted its third public information meeting for area residents and business owners. Proponents say the LCD screen plant will employ thousands and boost the state's economy. Opponents say the record $3 billion state incentives package is excessive. Others worry about promises to streamline Foxconn's environmental permitting process. We see how concerns over natural resources are playing out among residents who attended the meeting. The parking lot outside Veterans Terrace in downtown Burlington was packed as the information session started at 5 p.m. sharp. I chatted with people who turned out and heard mostly these sorts of comments.
I'm excited for the village of Mount Pleasant and for this whole region. A lot of people need jobs.
Huge, huge feather in our cap.
I really did want to talk to a Foxconn person and thank him for coming to God's country, which is southeastern Wisconsin.
Those are three people who live in Racine County, Jeff Krishnewski, Sharon Smolinski, and Paul McCary. But another resident had a different take on the huge factory Foxconn plans to build. Paula Puntene lives on her family orchard, about 12 miles from the site in the village of Mount Pleasant.
We kind of want to know what's going to happen to the area. We live in a township that is primarily agricultural. What's going to happen to that over time? I mean, nobody knows, really. Honestly, we don't.
Puntene says neighbors share her questions about the plant's potential environmental impact, but says so far she feels fairly reassured by project planners.
Everybody's concerned about the environment. They have to do a lot of studies to make people feel better and to make the project viable at all. There are some wetlands, but you know, those have all been taken into consideration, and I don't think it's going to be too awful.
The president of the village of Mount Pleasant, Dave DeGroot, predicts people like Puntene will be won over as the factory takes shape. DeGroot is confident Foxconn plans to be a good neighbor.
The chairman of Foxconn absolutely wants to, you know, make sure that they have zero impact on the environment, from the water quality standpoint, the air quality standpoint, anything else that's related to it, stormwater drainage. And I think that, as the project moves on, anybody's fears are going to be set aside and rested.
So far, Burlington High School junior Colton Mangold isn't convinced. He's worried about the rollbacks in environmental regulations. The team is digging into the Foxconn deal as an independent study project. Mangold says one aspect he's watching is how the company will handle vast quantities of water required in the LCD screen manufacturing process.
Which, to me, is a big concern because these are electronics that are going to be producing waste, like a lot of waste. Like, how are we going to manage that? So to me, that kind of just like raises a big question mark in the back of my head.
Project planners and local leaders were stationed around the room at the ready to chat with people who attended the information session. Tom Ludwig, with an engineering team, spent his time standing next to a poster that illustrated the path Lake Michigan Water will take to the factory and the pipes that will carry wastewater to Racine's treatment facility. Ludwig says Foxconn is now proposing cutting back on the amount of water it uses.
We've been working with Foxconn's engineers. We're learning that they want to do a substantial amount of recycling, which is good.
So the recycling of water.
Recycling of water in their process. So that water demand has gone down 50% from what they originally had estimated. So
Governor Walker's job creation agency still needs to approve the state's contract with Foxconn. Racine County leaders hope the stars align to allow the company to break ground next year. Susan Bentz, 89.7. WUWM.